The heavy pre-harvest citrus fruit drop that has accompanied the devastating disease HLB in Florida in recent years is discussed by Greg McCollum, a scientist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture lab in Fort Pierce.
I think what we've discovered is what's already kind of presented by NAS, Florida Ag Statistics Service, that as the incidence of this disease and certainly disease symptoms increase, escalate, we're going to see an increased amount of fruit drop. We've seen that since the 2010-11 season. It showed a steady increase. If you plot that against the incidence of HLB in the state, they track right along together. The more the canopy declines, the more drop we have. There is some potential for inhibiting drop, but with that may come some risks. The fruit that drop don't tend to have very good quality, and the trees are debilitated, and holding extra fruit on those trees may be a double-edged sword. If you reduce product quality and lead to more rapid tree decline, we don't know if it's which is better, let the fruit drop or keep the fruit on the trees. So there's some growth regulator work being initiated. It's probably not going to be as simple as 2,4-D. We're going to have to look at combinations, rates, timing, and then, of course, the economic impact. That's the bottom line. How much money are you putting in your pocket at the end of the season?
People are talking about what can we do to inhibit this fruit drop, but what I just heard you say, it may not be the best thing to do to inhibit it.
One of the things that crossed my mind would be to go out in a bloom time and just remove all the flowers from a tree, let it grow for the season, and see what it does next year versus a tree that we hold the fruit on. I think that would provide us some information that might tell us what sticking those extra fruit on there would do.
Some growers are saying where they use glyphosate, they have got more fruit drop. Have you taken any look at that?
As a matter of fact, I spoke with a commercial guy who expressed that concern to me. I think it's something that really needs to be looked at. Certainly glyphosate has developed some new reputation for detrimental effects in a lot of crops that we never realized would happen, but they're starting with that excessive use of glyphosate year after year. We're starting to see those kind of effects. So I think it definitely warrants further investigation.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.